The left's massive social spending bill may be pared back in order to pass. But proponents of the new entitlements created by this legislation are not letting them go. They are simply reducing the price tags of initiatives by shortening their duration, knowing that Congress will be afraid not to renew them down the road. The left is not about to give up any of the socialist policies it is stuffing into this bill. One of these is paid leave. The bill proposes paying up to 12 weeks of leave, not just for new mothers, but for all workers, including the self-employed. The plan pays, on average, 2/3 of the wages of an employee taking time off to care for a new baby or someone related by blood or affinity. More and more employers are initiating paid family and medical leave benefits as a way to attract employees and reduce turnover. To help employees cope with the COVID-19 pandemic, many companies made existing paid leave policies more flexible and generous. But under this proposal, government would step in and take over the benefits private companies now offer, loading the cost onto the backs of taxpayers. The Wall Street Journal predicts that no company will start a private program if this bill passes. The Journal points out that government leave programs end up helping middle-income folks who can live on partial pay. Two parents, each earning six figures per year, could each be eligible for more than $1,000 per week for 12 weeks. Low-income employees, who can't afford to live on 85% of their pay, are much less likely to take advantage of the program. More federal control means company leave policies that are flexible and seek to accommodate individual needs and circumstances would be forced to conform to rigid government rules. The private sector is innovating and improving paid leave programs. We should just leave the government out of it.
For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.